Blog Talk Radio.
Hiya, boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party, spiritofamericapartybook.com, captainsblog.us, and the other ones are all secret, and we can't name them. And we have to quickly take the antenna down because the CIA is triangulating again. So let me start you off with some Christmas cheer. That's a Christmas. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to shorten it.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. So then I am dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days, may your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
The good news is Congress is working this weekend on your health care plan. Oh, the due diligence. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm waiting. They're saying they're trying to get through to the Christmas holidays so they can start their campaign for re-election. I think that everybody should show up at their campaigns for re-election with a sign with two words on it: you're fired. And as the guy's giving a speech, wave the signs frantically. And give them something to think about. Yeah, every place they go, it's better than a tea bag. Let me give you, we got to stay in this Christmas mode, because life is short. And I'm working on a campaign where we're going to swap pets for babies. If you're a young couple and you're barren, because you're waiting for the gravy train to come, and you have a pet cat or a dog, we're offering a trade-in program. We'll take your cat or dog and give it to a good home, and we'll give you a baby. So get ready, because the next knock on the door that you might hear, it could be Santa Claus. Did you see that fire in the Russian nightclub, the lame horse? And I got a flashback. Remember the fire up in Rhode Island? All those jerks got trapped in the... they were stacked like cordwood, sucking air at the entrance. when they panicked. There was like 100 killed up there in that pyrotechnic nightclub, and here the Russians had lost 98. And the scary part about the Russian one is that they were in Moscow and they didn't have enough hospitals to take care of 100 people. How are they going to take care of 100 people when Al-Qaeda comes with anthrax? The Russians aren't ready. Are we ready? I don't know. Are we going to find out when they start holding these hearings for the five Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his boys? Are we going to find out that... I know that on 911, all our hospitals were ready to take in injured. They were standing outside of St. Vincent's on the sidewalk, waiting to unload the ambulances. But nobody came because they were all dead already. How sad. How sad that we're letting this Eric Holder put on this monkey show trial. The new Scopes monkey trial. And he's going to show the world that we're fair and impartial. Eric Holder should have been on the 80th floor saying goodbye to his mom on her cell phone. Eric Holder should have been jumping out of the building with his feet on fire. And then we see how fair and impartial old Eric is. And never forget, he's a bribe carrier. He brings bribes to presidents. You think heavy on that one. You're for sale. And that's why everybody in Washington has to be fired. Both parties. So, what else was I going to tell you? Oh, the girl in Italy got 26 years. Isn't that little sweetheart? Little sweetheart. The sweetheart of Sigma Chi. She's getting 26 years. And she'll be out in 13. Isn't that wonderful? And the girl she killed is dead forever. Dead forever. And all it was drugs, sex, and rock and roll. The American way. And she speaks two languages. It's wonderful. Hang in there. We'll see if we can swap pets for babies.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
It's time for preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling. How could that be growling? My legs feel like saws. Yeah, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? For a visit, is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me a scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the car. One peek and I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. That's you, Santa Claus. Please, 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 dear mine.
money. Say that's you. Santa Claus.
They're just announcing tonight that Obama does not have citizenship papers, that he is an illegal alien from another planet. As a matter of fact, he is known as Obi-Wan Kenobi. And except when he goes to the bakery, and then he's Obi-Wan Ganoli. Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book at .com. What did you think of Obama's speech at West Point? Did you expect to see him jump up with a sign that said, stop the war? Oh, God, are we in trouble or what? Yeah, we've been in trouble a long time. It's like Steve Malzberg said today, making fun of Reverend Wright, all the chickens have come home to roost. It is really sad. And I'm listening to Mike Savage, and Mike Savage is saying, would you send your son to die in Afghanistan? And he's asking the wrong question, because the real question is, would you send your son to die in New York? Because that's what's going to happen when Al-Qaeda comes. Yeah, we're going to Afghanistan, and Afghanistan is coming to New York. Whoever allowed Eric Holder to play this sick joke on New York should be put against the wall and shot. My friends, there's trouble ahead.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
How easily we're manipulated as a people by the press. The same people that cursed Bush for going to the Middle East, both Afghanistan and Iraq, are now singing Bin Laden's praises for going to the Middle East, both Afghanistan and Iraq. I'm watching O'Reilly tonight, and Honeycutt, whatever his name is, the gray-haired guy who professes to be Irish Catholic. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Help me, man. Help me. Save my country. Lord, come back. Don't abandon us. We're in trouble. And he's saying all the things that Obama is doing in Afghanistan are right. And if that was Bush, he'd be saying just the opposite. How sad. And now it's leaked out. It's sort of leaked out because they do the feelers. It's a combination leak and feeler. That the mayor and the police chief had no idea that Al-Qaeda was coming to New York. First, when the news broke that the five Gitmo swine were coming for a trial after they demanded the death penalty, now they want lawyers. I say they should hang the lawyers with them when the sentence is finally finished. This trial should be held in Texas. Five lawyers, five horses, five ropes, five slaps on the ass. Amen, brother. Case closed. And isn't it good that that Major Hassan didn't get an invite to the White House ball? You know that guy, Tariq, he looks like Hassan, doesn't he, a little bit? The one he was with, the belly dancer? The blonde hair, the belly dancer, Salahi? Salahi, did you see her holding Obama's hands? She had her two hands on his one hand, and Tariq is standing there giving a visual estimate of where Obama's jugular vein is. My friends, we're in trouble. We're in absolute trouble. We're a nation that's going nowhere fast. 40% a drop in manufacturing. What manufacturing? I just bought an Ace comb. An Ace comb that I grew up with combing my ducktail with. an ace comb. And where's it made in China? We don't even make combs. How are we going to fight a war, win a war? Look at what our fathers and grandfathers did. Four continents in 4 years, they wiped out everybody and came home and built the most powerful industry in the world. Continued to let it roll, baby. Built pension plans, Social Security, they had everything. And gas was 27 cents a gallon. And a car, new car was $2,000. And they had it all. They had the world by the culones. And they handed it to us and they said, here is your legacy. We died for you so you could have this. And what do? We filled the toilet. We filled the toilet with drugs. One out of five Americans is a junkie today and nobody will admit it. Rehab is a government job. What are you going to do? How are you going to produce? Those who cannot produce will not be productive. If you are not manufacturing, you are not an industrial power anymore. You're finished. You can sit behind your computer and you can wish the day away. We're in trouble. You have no idea how much trouble we're in. Absolutely. There are people, they get up at early in the morning and go to bed late at night, and all they do is try to bring this country down, and they're known as the ACLU. You got a guy, I think he's in Florida, he's a Congressional Medal of Honor winner, he's 90 years old, and the Condo Association told him he can't fly an American flag. He should burn the entire condo to the ground. He should burn every house there. Treat it as if it was Japanese occupied. What a disgrace. He's got to go to court at 90 years old to defend the flag of the United States that 48 senators voted to burn. 48 senators voted to burn. You want to see who they are? They're in the White House, they're in the Congress, and they're hurting America every day. And you know who they are? They're Bonnie Frank, they're Russell Feingold, they're Match McConnell, they're Fred Thompson, they're in both parties, and they are a threat to America, and you only got one chance left to wipe them out, and you've got to do it in 2010, and if you don't do it in 2010, you will never see your country again. You got a jerk for president that has no idea what he's doing. He can't even prove that he was born here. And he is offering an olive branch to the Iranians. And they gave him 10 nuclear power plants in return. And the Russians and the Chinese are going to help them build it. And pretty soon the Arabs are going to tell you that they want gold for oil. And you know what? What was the only thing you haven't heard since these guys got elected? Drill, baby, drill. It's off the table. And you know what? We're going to have to burn coal, and we're going to have to burn oil, and we're going to have to burn the asses of people who are hurting us. And charity begins at home. It's time to take care of ourselves first. It's time to go back into production, build the latest manufacturing facilities that cannot be touched for 20 years by the competition. We got to build everything ourselves. We got to bring it all home and rebuild it. And when some OSHA inspector comes around and tells you that you're a little smoggy today, you know what you do? Tar and feather him and send him on his way. And every time a profit production employee loses a job, two government workers should have to be laid off. And you'll put an end to that happy horse crap. And get your tax money back. They're wasting it like it's going out of style. They don't need it. They got plenty. Get your tax money back. Washington is full of lawyers. Do not send one more lawyer to Washington. Do not send one more millionaire to Washington. Send the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker, because he's already out of business. And how can you have a summit and not invite the Chamber of Commerce? How can you do that, Woody? Because the Chamber of Commerce wouldn't listen to Barbara Boxer when she tried to play the race card on a black guy? And he said, what are you playing the race card on me? And she tried to straighten him out because he was getting uppity. Yeah, Barbara Boxer has to go. All the California candidates have to go. Newt Gingrich has to go. Everybody has to go. You got it. You got to get fresh crooks. Hang in there. Okay, I played Emmanuel for you because we're about 4 days into Christmas, the month of December, and already the movement against Christ is not as strong this year as it was last year. It hasn't picked up momentum yet, but you've got Macy's, which Catholics used to shop galore. At Christmas time at Macy's. Macy's had a Christmas spirit. Now they don't even give you a season's greetings. They have a word, believe. Believe what? Believe in credit cards? believe in 30% interest rate. Okay, BAC just paid off its debt to Obama, and the reason they were able to pay it off so quick is they're charging the poorest of the poor 30% interest on their credit cards. Come on, give me a break. So I have to give you some Christian music because this is a Christian holiday. And I don't believe in words like happy holiday. If you're going to say happy holiday to me, say happy holy days. There are holy days in a lot of religions, but this one is the birth of Jesus Christ. It takes place on December the 25th, and whether you like it or not, it's baby Jesus' birthday. If you want to buy yourself a present, that's fine. I've got no objections. But don't give me this believe crap. Don't give me season's greetings. I hate season's greetings. It's not trout season. It's not deer season. It's not mating season. Okay? And happy holidays doesn't cut it with me. You say happy holidays to me, you're getting a Merry Christmas back, whether you like it or not. And there's too many spoilers out there making trouble for people that just want peace and quiet. And it's time that we put the spoilers down. It's time to raise high the cross. It's time to call yourself a crusader. Never forget that President Eisenhower was a crusader, and the army that went to Europe was known as the Crusade in Europe, and they all had a crusader patch on their shoulder. They had a sword, and it was called Crusade in Europe. And crusades are good. And don't give me the fact that they went and tortured the poor Muslims who were torturing poor Christians. Both sides are guilty of crime. Do not say that one is innocent and one is guilty. This is baby Jesus' birthday, and don't forget it. There's only one king. It's the King of Kings, and nobody should be bowed to but him. Every knee shall bend, they say, right? And I'm a believer. The name of that tune is O Salutaris Hostia. It's in Latin. And the second line, I believe, is Bella Praemunt Hostilia, which in Latin means our enemies close in from every side. And that's what's happening to us today in both religion and in politics. We have to become a God and country people once again. We have to speak one language. We have to close our borders. We have to stop this horrible immigration that's taking place. We don't even know who's here. We don't know if our enemies are here or if our allies are here. We have to put an end to all this nonsense. We have to take our schools back from the communists. Our children are being taught to hate the nation that they live in. They're being taught to hate their culture, the culture of their ancestors. The synagogues are empty. The churches are empty. Foreigners are coming in and worshiping God in this country. And the meek shall inherit the earth. It's time to wake up. It's time to put an end to pigs in a blanket. It's time to take Tiger Woods off the front page and put baby Jesus up. And the hawk, the herald angels, shall sing. O holy night, that the stars are shining brightly. Lo, how a rose air blooming. It is time to re-cleanse your soul. It is time to look up and see a full moon instead of the dreaded crescent and the dark side of the moon where evil deeds are done. It is time to see the brightness and fullness of the moon. Here's a jewelry buying tip. If you're buying a cross for Christmas, be sure Jesus is on it. Jesus was not crucified on a diamond. He was not crucified on a bar of gold. He was crucified on a wooden cross. If you're going to give a crucifix, as a cross as a gift, give a crucifix. Madonna wears a cross. Pimps wear crosses. Wear the crucifixion. Stand for Jesus. And never let anybody take his name in vain. And protect his mother as if you were a mother.
Bani, Bani.
Stop. and kiss me. Say that you miss me. Get me to the church on time. I got some business this morning. First, come and look in my pride. We'll have a whopper. Roll out the stopper. Get me to the church on time. If I am dancing, roll out the floor. If I am whistling, I'm at that door. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, them bells are gonna chime. Girl, come and kiss me. Say that you miss me. Get me to the church. Get me to that church. Pete says, get me to the church.
I was throwing out some old paperwork, and I found some copies of photos of the people who were sailing off the World Trade Center. And there was one couple was holding hands, and the guy's feet were on fire. And then there was one, and it looked like the chopped meat in a suit. It was unbelievable. And like it was only one part of the body, or it was the whole body rolled up into like a log roll. It was very, very heartbreaking. And I thought about the first Christmas after 9/11, and how sad it must have been for somebody who lost a loved one on 9/11. The parents, the husbands, the wives, the kids, and to see a scene at a dining room table when the whole family is together and the one empty seat. And God help it if it was two empty seats. One empty seat, and to know that a wife is going to bed that night and she's trying to smell the pillow that once held her husband's head, before that scent eventually disappears. And now it's 8 years later, we still got the same hole in the ground and a bribe-taking attorney general who set up a DeMarc Rich pardon for Clinton, who is a sympathetic to communists and terrorists, is going to put on a dog and pony show in New York, and once again he's going to lance the hearts of 9/11 New Yorkers. I know there's a lot of 9/10 New Yorkers out there who called and complained about DNA dust on their windowsill. But I'm talking about 9/11 New Yorkers. And they don't have to be from New York to be a 9/11 New Yorker. They could be from Oshkosh, and they're sitting in Afghanistan tonight waiting for reinforcements from a BSing president who says he cares and bows to every king but the King of Kings. Give me a break. Give me a break. Eric Holder has set up New York to be another Beirut. And he has no regard whatsoever for the feelings of New Yorkers. And as a New Yorker, I condemn him. Hang in there. If you get Tommy Frank's book about the run-up to Baghdad, you will find in that book a fact that Tommy mentions, that he had a JAG attorney who he had to check with to get go and no-go instructions. He was being bird-dogged by a legal eagle. And now I'm listening to Monica Crowley, and she's saying that the troops in Afghanistan will have to call to Washington to get a major decision by an attorney before making a move. My friends, it's time to get rid of all the attorneys, especially in the military. Tomorrow morning, the order should be, you're a JAG, you're a lawyer, guess what? You're going to the front lines, you're now a commander of fighting troops. We don't need your legal services, we need your warm body on the front line. And that's the way that should be handled tomorrow, and the mission should be accomplished by 5 p.m. That's number one. And number two, we don't need to send any more attorneys to Washington. The 20,000 pages of that health care bill is a monument to bureaucracy. So, having said that, New York is going to become the second Beirut. Everybody thinks nothing's going to happen here. But I'm going to tell you, if I was Bin Laden, whose footprint is always bigger each time he steps, I would turn this situation into a propaganda victory and a recruitment poster. There's only about three great recruitment posters that Bin Laden uses to inspire a new jihadis. One is 9-1-1, the two buildings collapsing. Two is the USS Cole. And of course his dream would be, and the Iranian dream would be, to see an aircraft carrier going down with about 10 Chinese silkworm missiles in it. And also another great recruitment poster for Bin Laden would be to see America, New York City, on the run again. And it would only take 50 terrorists and 50 calves with machine guns. And they can buy them from the drug dealers. We're in trouble. We don't even know it. And somebody said it. Some general said it. He said, the troops are committed to the war, but the American people are not. And we're not. If I was running a war against a terror, the first thing you need is an act of war. And don't give me that crap. Mike Savage, who is now saying we should be out of Afghanistan, says, how are you going to go after the terrorists when you don't know where they're from? But when Mike Savage was a hawk, he was saying, if a man puts a bomb in your mother's house, you put a bomb in his mother's house first. And every terrorist has a certificate of origin. Every terrorist has a town, a city, and a village that he comes from. And that's all you got to do. That's all you got to do is hit him when he's home on vacation. Wherever that may be. Be it Mecca, Medina. That's it. He's there. Send him a kiss. So we can find every one of these terrorists. And speaking of finding terrorists, did you ever see the pictures of the Blackwater employees who were tortured and murdered in Fallujah and then hung off the bridge, beaten, set on fire, hung off the bridge at Fallujah? The Fallujah that we went in and won the war once, and somebody said, stop, you're winning, come out of there. And then we had to go and win it again. How's that? How's that for giving the Marines a workout? Who gives the Marines a workout? The politicians or Al-Qaeda? It's the politicians. I got a picture of a guy. It's one of my classic pictures. His face is full of dirt and blood. And he's been fighting in Fallujah. And he's smoking a cigarette. And underneath the picture, I have the caption. And the caption says, do you know that as a government official, you could be fired for smoking on the job? Yeah. And that's how they'll take him out. He's too strong. He's too American. Fire him for smoking. And replace him with a skinny from NYU. In the legal department. Yeah. We're all in trouble. And you better pray that Al-Qaeda doesn't come to town with a list. And the big debate tonight is, if we get hit by Al-Qaeda during these trials and they kill more Americans, and by the way, if you didn't think you were Jewish, you're Jewish, because every American taxpayer has been classified as a Jew by Osama bin Laden. So, they'll be killing Jews. And even though you think you're Catholic, Osama says you're Jewish. Have a nagila. Have a tequila. But if they do come and they light this town up once again, the first thing that police will do is protect the mosques. And I'll tell you something. If you really want to know when Americans are mad, when you see them walking around with flamethrowers, and then you know that this game is for real and it's going to be over real quick. And I spoke to somebody about the bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And their biggest regret was we didn't have more atomic bombs. Now that's an honest man. Let's see if we can find the song of love and caring something with a crucifix in it. A Christmas crucifix.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness. Dry the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortality, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my
fill us with